Steve, because it's probably the first time that we've needed to do this, can we start with the medical bulletin? Because there are one or two, you know, question marks flying around who might make it, who might not make it in terms of Colback, Hadar, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, Jan Mack came off dizzy and ill on Wednesday. He should be okay. Hadara will test tomorrow. Colback also. And I think everybody else, yeah, apart from Stevie Taylor, Carl Darlow, is available.
What sort of a week's it been after and over and above Sheffield Wednesday?
Yeah, I mean, we've been, you know, people, oh, crisis, and we've heard, we've had meetings and talks, and we have meetings and talks after every game because we're in a process of change. Yeah. And we're changing a lot. And change is tough. And some people don't like change. It knocks them out of the comfort zone. And so it can be painful. It can be painful in terms of internally. It can be painful individually. It can be painful in terms of results and for the fans, which it's proving to be. It's normal. It's a process. We understand that. We know that. Mm. We've come here and everybody might say, why you change? Why you change? What are you changing? Or why are you changing? And I got... And I've looked back and I said, 22nd of November, this club won 5 games on the bounce in the Premier League. And since then, it's won 5 games in the last 32. Why change? I think something needed to change. You know, by the skin of the teeth, staying in the Premier League on the last day, speaking to Lee on the first day coming here, I think everybody was clamouring for change, for changing everything. Mm. And as I say, change is not easy. So that's why we're here. I come with a certain philosophy. We're trying to change culture, standards, discipline, training. I'm not saying any other manager's culture and environment is wrong. This is just the way that we work. And, you know, sometimes accepting that, and that can be disruptive and that can be hard for players to accept that, but we're changing that. We're changing our style of football. I think that's the thing that you see out there. And the style of football that we want to play is we have football players in this team and we've bought football players. We have to play football. We have to play football with the ball on the ground because we haven't got the players who... and especially without Mitrovic and Papis, we haven't got the players physically up front who can we can play long balls to and keep playing channel balls to. So it's a possession based, it's positive, it's attacking, and when it works and when we get it, it's a great way to play. I see it every day in training, and we're not transferring that at the present moment onto the games. We are in spells, and we're looking very good in spells. But like a Wednesday, sometimes when you lose that little bit of confidence, you play safe, and we don't want them to do that. We want them to take risks and play the ball forward more and be more positive. But sometimes because we're possession-based, we keep the ball, and it's a little bit too slow and playing with no tempo. So we're changing that. That takes time. Can we do it? Can we play how we want? Of course we can. We've got footballers in this team. We can do that. But I think the biggest thing is we're changing belief. And I think that's what I'm seeing a more up and down and inconsistency in is that belief. Is that understandable? I think 5 wins in the last 32 games. Yes, we've signed 4 players, 3 of them in which are playing. The rest are still the same. So they're bound to be scarred, and there's bound to be a belief issue, which is why we brought Steve Black in. That's something that we need to work on. So everything with a new manager is all about change, and it's normal. It's been less than 3 months. We all would love it to happen in 3 months, but I don't think it does. It never does wherever I've been before, unless I join a philosophy where... it's mine, like mine. But this is complete change. And the club wanted that. We want that. We're sticking together on that. Mm. We know it's a process. And we know and we understand and we don't like it. It's painful at times and they're going to be bad days. But we've got to stick together. We're in control of it. The players are buying into it. We can see that every day. We can see that on the training field. And once we transmit that and get that over into games, then we'll turn it around.
Listening to you there, I'm just reminding myself. About a year ago, 18 months ago, we went to Goodison Park, and Roberto Martinez had just asked Everton to start playing differently, to bring the ball out from the back, to play with the ball more often. Goodison Park that night against Newcastle was going ballistic. It was going light. 18 months, a year later, a week ago, ironically, they beat Chelsea by moving the ball around Chelsea. As you say, it takes time, but it can work.
I know it can work, you know, and I've had success with it in Holland, you know, won championships with it, and at Middlesbrough, you know, won cups with that kind of philosophy of playing football. And you know, even, you know, at Derby to a certain degree, nearly getting promotion through doing that in the championship. So we know it can. And we know we've got the players. We know we need to work day in, day out. But, you know, playing that way, and you are absolutely right, I was at that Everton game and they played Chelsea off the park with football. Not out physical, out footballed. And credit to Martinez and people I admire like Martinez, like Brendan Rodgers. And I followed Louis van Gaal for through three countries now. And he does the same wherever he goes. Always takes him a long time. Finally gets it right. Wins a league in Holland. Went to Germany. Exactly the same with Bayern. Was one game from the sack. Won it. Went 22 games unbeaten. Won the league in Germany. And changed the German style of football, which Bayern Munich still play. Has come to the Premier League. And talked every week. I remember it last season. Talked every week about his philosophy and getting over there. And he finally said against Liverpool away, finally, that's the team, that how I want them to play and how I see my teams playing. Mm. And that was in March. Mm. And he's gone on from that. So, you know, we know it's a process. And it's been less than 3 months. And everybody else outside, we have to, take heed of and know and try and win in the short term, which we are. But knowing that there is a plan and there is a process in place.
Just one final one from me. Everything you've said, great. But doesn't there also have to be a bit of heart in
Absolutely.
There? You know, a bit of belief in a bit of passion in there as
Listen,
well. I'm talking about the playing side of things.
That's got to be the first. And, you know, you cannot say that we didn't have that against Southampton. You cannot say we didn't have that at Old Trafford. You cannot say we didn't have that against Arsenal. We started at West Ham well. We got a goal. Second goal, no. And this is why, you know, belief is such a key area in which we're working on. More belief. Come on, we're good players. And the key thing, we always say, everything starts with attitude. Everything starts with that. And, you know, they're all winners out there. But it's sometimes getting a little bit of what's happened in the past. Here we go again kind of thing. And we've got to get past that. And that's what we're driving the players past.